Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Roger Dickerson. I'm a missionary here at Damascus. We're working to waken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Numbers. This will be Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, enlighten our hearts. Help us to hear what you want us to hear. From Mount Hor, the children of Israel set out on the Red Sea road to bypass the land of Edom. But when their patience was worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. "Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food." In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents away from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and whoever looks at it after being bitten will live." Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole. And whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. I think this is just a testament to our forgetfulness as people. Like, you think about the Israelites, like, they just forgot. Like, why have you brought us up from Egypt to die here in this desert? Like, why did you bring us from Egypt? Well, because you were slaves. You were enslaved and you were worshiping false gods, and God delivered the people. Think about all the plagues that he sent. Think about the Red Sea that he parted. Think about all the wondrous things that God did, but you think about them. But it was so easy for the Israelites to forget. And they say, like, there is no food or water. We are disgusted with this wretched food. There is no food, but they have food. They're not content with what the Lord was giving them. And it's easy to look in the Old Testament and be like, oh my goodness, the Israelites. Oh, they just fail all the time. But how often does this reflect in our own lives? How often do we have, like, a stretch of good weeks or a stretch of good things that happen to us that we don't allow to sink into our hearts or sink into our thoughts and thank God for? And then the moment something bad happens, we immediately snap back and you're like, "God, I'm so frustrated with what just happened to me," whatever the situation was. And when we do this, we fail to see what God does, and then we end up discrediting the goodness that he is trying to bring into our lives. So I just want to encourage you today to think of five things this week. Think of five good things that you asked for, that you received. And this doesn't have to be like, "Lord, I asked for patience and I was given patience," but it can simply be, "I had a really good conversation with a coworker of mine that I don't get along with. I was actually really frustrated with one of my children, and they ended up, like, making my day." Like, we need to be able to see the things, not only that, you know, we know necessarily, like, the heavens opened up and God, like, performed a miracle, because those don't always happen. But we need to see the good things, because God is in all good things. So I just want to encourage you to write those things down and to turn back to them in times of pain or distress, or in those times where you'll look to God and say, like, "What are you not doing?" instead of looking at what he's done. And when we do that, we're able to step into understanding of how good God is and what he wants to do in our lives. Because when he does good things in the past, when we recall those good things, it gives him the opportunity and it gives him the leeway and the room, because you're opening the door for him to do more. So let's just close this in a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, we know that you are faithful. You've been faithful throughout all the ages. As you were faithful in the Old Testament, you were faithful in the New Testament, and you are faithful in our lives. We are so thankful for you, for the gift of life that we have been given, and especially for the gift of your Son, Jesus, the one who saved us all. We thank you, Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. This has been a scripture reflection on the book of Numbers. Again, my name is Roger Dickerson. To learn more about Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net. I hope you guys have an amazing day. God bless. Bye.